Hey people, what's going on? This is another episode of Tonio Talks. And this episode is pretty much for my, you know, my people who are in those love relationships that they're afraid to leave out of. An idea came to my head and only thing I could think of was a caged bird that has the door open. And they know that it's open. But they're afraid to leave because the cage is where they've been since they've hatched from an egg. So that's all they know. The loneliness, sadness, and everything that they experience, they think that that's a part of their life now. It's normal. But in reality, it's a better life outside of that cage. But since that bird hasn't been let free from that cage, it doesn't know how to live on the outside. So all it knows is the cage. A lot of us have relationships like that. Some people out there, you know who you are. You're in a relationship and you're stuck in it because you've been in it so long. You think that everything that you're going through, it's for your own good. You know, it's the best thing for you. You're supposed to continue to learn these lessons that you're learning, when in reality, it's the same lesson repeating itself, and you're blind to knowing that things can 100% be better if you're without that person. You know, a lot of us are afraid to leave somebody that we love, but at the same time, do you think that that person loves you because you don't love yourself enough to leave? That's one thing we have to understand. If you don't love yourself, nobody else is going to love you because you don't know how to love yourself. So you won't know what it feels like for someone to love you. The first kind of love that you need to identify is the love that you have for yourself. Don't become a caged bird. You want better. You want to feel better. You want yourself to treat you with the respect that you've always needed. You can't find that within somebody else until you give it to yourself first. How long do you think that relationship is going to last? Do you really think that it's going to have a positive outcome by y'all just screaming at each other and the next moment y'all saying I love you? But in reality, who is that benefit? Everybody's fixated on a love-hate relationship, but not a love-growth relationship. You know? There shouldn't really be any hate towards each other. Because you respect one another's differences about each other. You shouldn't hate the difference about your partner. Your partner shouldn't bring you numerous amounts of stress, pain, anxiety. You shouldn't be triggered so much. You shouldn't allow yourself to be triggered so much from somebody that you say that you love or that says that they love you. Why? Because you know that that isn't real love. You're fixated on what love should look like and you're trying to force it out of a relationship that you don't have it in. You have to stop and bring that shit out of yourself. Okay? I don't know how long you think it'll work, but I promise you, you're just digging yourself a deeper hole separating you from yourself. Love you more. Love you to the point to where if someone else can't match that, you're not going in that direction. You're not settling, you know. A lot of us are settling for pain because that's all we know. That's all we know. But that's not the only thing that we have to know. You feel me? A lot of us are settling for relationships that aren't growing because growing up, that's all we've seen. But that's not all we have to see, you feel me? A lot of shit that we're going through in these negative relationships, we don't have to go through these. We can learn from them, but we don't have to be in them to learn from them. You see where I'm coming from with it? Stop sticking yourself in relationships thinking that you'll find that love that you've never given yourself. Because nobody else can give you that love unless you show yourself what it feels like. Cool. I'll be back, yo. Y'all have a good one. Peace and love. I'm out. Yo, what's going on, good people? This is segment number 2 for my caged birds out there that don't necessarily know how to spread their wings and fly from situations that they feel as if they're a prisoner to. You know, the first thing I want to say is make sure that you don't hold the key to the cage that you're in. You know? Make sure you're not locking yourself in the cage and thinking that someone else placed you in there. A lot of us blame outside sources for the reason of being stagnant, the reason of being locked in a cage consciously, or should I say subconsciously locked in a cage. We're thinking that someone put it there when we voluntarily stepped into it and closed the door and locked it. Still have the key in our pocket. We're looking at somebody talk to us through the cage as if they're the person who put us there and they're not letting us out. But it's not no one else's, it isn't anyone else's responsibility to open the cage that you put yourself in. That cage can be a relationship, a job, a thought, a situation that happened yesterday. It could be anything. Something that you hold yourself accountable with, that you don't really hold yourself accountable for. You don't look at the role that you play in it. You just see how others have contributed to it. Contributed to adding more bars to the cage. You feel me? I know this shit's pretty metaphorical, but look at this shit. I won't say from a third eye point of view, but just look at this shit from a common sense point of view. You can't put yourself in a sticky situation and blame somebody else when it's hard to try to get out. You know, a lot of people have offered, you know, vines and sticks to help you get out of this quicksand, but you just want to continue to kick your legs and let yourself sink, not reaching for anything that anybody else, that the other people are trying to help you with. You know, that help can be advice, counseling, you know, a shoulder to cry on, or just some real ass shit that you need to fucking hear, you know? Well, really, all of them are one and the same, but still, like, eventually you have to realize even those people will leave you because they'll realize that they've done their part. It's nothing else that they can do, you know, within their capacity to help you. You know, they've reached their full capacity is what I'm really trying to say. The only problem is when you're not paying attention. One thing my friend Bree told me was, you know, you can give advice to people, but they're still going to do whatever the fuck they're going to do with it. You know, you can tell somebody, hey, eating that shit's going to give you a heart attack. That doesn't mean that they're going to stop eating that shit.
You can tell somebody, hey, that person don't really fuck with you. Don't fuck with them. But it's still going to be up to them to fuck with them or not. And when they fuck with them and realize late as fuck that, you know, this person really isn't fucking with them. You know, they fucked them over. Then they get mad. And you just sitting there, the person who was trying to tell you in the beginning, just looking at you like, I told your dumb ass. I told you. And you looking at them like, damn, why you looking at me like you told me so? Because I did. And there's no sympathy for it, you know. You have to take responsibility for the shit that you allow in your life. You can't hold nobody else responsible for you. How far you think you're gonna make it with some shit like that, with some thinking like that? Thinking that somebody else is accountable for your actions, accountable for your decisions. You know, what you choose to allow, who you choose to love, you know. You can't hold nobody else accountable for that shit because that's all personal. You know, it's all of that shit's personal. It belongs to you. But who am I to talk? You know, I'm just a person, you know, who's just talking about this shit, throwing this shit out there. People gonna listen to what they wanna hear. One thing I did learn was that when people come to you for advice, they already know their answer. It's just they want to confirm it through you so that they know what's causing their pain and they can ask themselves how much longer they want to put up with it. They're not going to stop. They're just going to see how much more they want to put up with the shit before they just reach this breaking point. It's some stupid shit that I see people do. You know, it's real fucking dumb. A lot of people put themselves in predicaments and then ask other people, hey, what you feel about this? How you think about this? They get their answer and they're like, oh, and continue to go through the shit. Like, what's the point of asking about this shit if you're not going to make any adjustments towards it? You feel me? Like, it doesn't make any sense if you ask me. You got people who are trying their hardest to make sure that it's some shit that they need to get, or that it's some shit that they need to correct in order for their ducks to be in the fucking row. You know, so that they don't fall in this trap of, you know, self-inflicting pain. Because a lot of us are inflicting our own pain. A lot of us are inflicting our own heartbreak and don't understand how. Well, I won't say we don't understand how. We know who's inflicting this pain. Even though it's us who's walking in this shit, we know the people who's bringing us this pain, who's bringing us this drama, this conflict. But we choose to stay there because that's what we're accustomed to. That's the shit that we think is normal. It's just like if a bird is born in a cage, like I said in my first segment on this episode. If a bird is born in a cage, it's gonna think and grow like a caged bird. It's not gonna think, oh, I can fly out of this if the door is open and see a whole new world. It's gonna think, oh, this is my whole world right here. A cage, this little swing, and this bird food seed shit that my fucking owner gives me, you know, every now and then. A couple squirts of water, you know, they're gonna think that shit's normal. So how do you think people who place themselves in situations that's predominantly negative, you know, it's not energizing to the soul or healthy for the soul, you know, how do you think, you know, they see their reality? Think about that shit. I'll be back with another segment, though. This ain't it. Just stay tuned, man. It's Tonio Talks. Peace and love, my good people. I'll be back. Holla at me. Peace. Yo, man. What it do, good people? Y'all already know y'all tuned into another great segment of Tonio Talks. One of the greatest podcast stations out there, man. And we rise into the top every day. So today's topic is pretty much on, you know, limitations.
not yours, but someone else's limitations. I realize, you know, a lot of people will place their limitations on you. They'll tell you that you can't get this done, or you won't be able to make it here, or you won't be able to succeed in this area in your life because of whatever reason that they put behind it. But you have to learn how to navigate through that type of, you know, through those type of conversations, because a lot of people are just placing their own limitations on you. You feel me? And you'll end up listening to it and not realizing that, you know, you're actually able to get that shit done better than what they could. It's just they couldn't see you do it because they didn't see themselves do it. I mean, yeah, they didn't see themselves do it, you know, and that's a real important thing to me personally, because if I was to listen to the guy at work that told me if I learned how to drive a 48 foot trailer, that I wouldn't know how to, you know, operate a tractor with a 36 foot trailer if I learned like that. And if I would have listened to him, you know, I wouldn't have even gotten in the truck. Hell, I learned how to back both of them up into a dock, alley docking, all that shit. Don't let nobody place their limitations on you, because it'll only hold you back. And the only thing you'll have to say is, man, I should have did this, I should have did that. But shoulda don't, you know, get anything done. Shoulda gets nothing done. So you have to understand that, you know, a lot of people will place their fears onto you, and you need to learn how to pretty much know when it's a fear and when it's really, you know, something that they're genuinely passing to you. But when it's something that you know that you can get done, something that they've tried that they, you know, really didn't make it through or succeed in, try that shit out for yourself. Don't just be like, okay, I won't do it, because you'll be holding yourself back from a lot of things that you could have gotten done. You feel me? Like, that's a big no for myself. Like, I don't really listen to a lot of people when they tell me, you know, don't do this, don't do that, because this will happen, or you won't get this and shit like that. If it's not, you know, something like, hey, don't, you know, drive up, you know, 300 miles, you know, in this certain vehicle because it probably won't make it. Like, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to listen to that, because if they know that vehicle, then I'm not going to drive the motherfucker. Or some shit like, you know, don't lash out on this type of person, because then you'll end up manifesting this and, you know, this will happen to your life. I'll listen to some shit like that. But if somebody's like, hey, don't save up $3,000 and invest your money into, you know, your own business, because you'll end up going, you know, bankrupt and your business won't flourish, I'm not going to listen to that shit, because that's some shit that they went through. 9 times out of 10, their business didn't flourish. And that doesn't mean that my shit isn't. You know, it's just something that they did wrong. It's some steps that they didn't properly take in order to get their shit running and, you know, maintain. You know, so I'm not going to listen to some shit like that. Even when it comes to protecting my energy, I'm not going to listen to somebody that say, hey, don't, you know, close yourself off to, you know, certain people, because some people, you know, you need to give that energy to. I'm not going to listen to something like that, because I have to protect my own energy. I have to protect my aura, you know, so I'm not going to listen to nobody else when it comes to my energy, when it comes to my success, because it's mine, you know, it's within my control. If it's some shit within their control and I tell them, you know, hey, don't do this because I tried it and it didn't work for me, you know how somebody gonna look at me? They gonna look at me like I'm stupid as hell. So you just have to take this shit with a grain of salt, man. Like, a lot of people just tell you a lot of shit because they failed at that shit, or they didn't see themselves doing it, you know, and that's really pretty much just it. And you can't set your limitations off of somebody else's, because then you'll only be limiting yourself. And how far can you make it with placing somebody else's limitations on you? If you were to place everyone around you who said don't do this or don't try that, how far do you think you'll be right now? How far do you think I would be, you know, if somebody told me, hey, don't get into doing podcasts, don't get into driving trucks, you know, don't get into relationships, don't get into, you know, self-awareness and spirituality. if I was to listen to somebody tell me not to get into any of these things, I wouldn't be the man I am today. Point blank, period. I wouldn't nearly be as close to who I am today. You know? But since I didn't listen to anyone's limitations, you know, I'm where I need to be. You know, or where I'm supposed to be. Where I am currently. But I know this isn't my final journey. You know, this isn't my last destiny. So, you know, I just continue on, you know, with no limits. It's just like, you know, when I think of plan A and plan B type shit, like when you really think of it, if you have to place a plan B after your plan A, then that means you're placing limitations on your plan A, thinking that it wouldn't, you know, go through, something's going to go wrong, so you need something to fall back on, or you need a safety net under your plan A. If you believe that your plan A is going to go through, you shouldn't really need a plan B. Plan B is just saying, hey, I'm afraid that my plan A won't work, so I'm going to do something else and take out maybe about 25% of, you know, my plan A, which will make it not work. You know, you have to put your all into your plan A. And if it doesn't go wrong, I mean, if it does go wrong, you just come up with another plan A. You feel me? Stop creating safety nets. Like, you can't really get too far with that shit, dog. Sometimes you got to learn, you know, how to fail. You feel me? A lot of people are afraid of that. We all are. Everybody's afraid of failing. Everybody wants to love. You know, everybody wants to make money. Everybody wants to feel value. But we got to learn the opposite of all of that shit. You got to be broke. You got to feel like you're not worth shit. You feel me? You got to understand what it's like to be the opposite of all of that shit so that you can amount to all of it. You know, so you can understand it. You know, you can appreciate that shit. You feel me? But if you limit yourself, then how far can you get with it? How close can you get to it, you know, if you have a limit on yourself? If you have a limit on all of your plans, you know, how far will you get? How close will you become to succeeding, you know, and making it through that plan A or getting to that goal? You know, you got to ask yourself this type of shit. Because I'll be damned if I place anybody else's limitations or fears or insecurities onto my life and think that it's truth when I know that it's not. You feel me? That's pretty much all I got for today. Well, not really today, but for this moment here. I just really thought about this shit, dog. Like, a lot of us, you know, are held back due to the fact that, you know, somebody told us not to do this. Somebody told us, you know, that won't work. You know, you shouldn't do this. You should do this. And look where it pretty much put them. You know, it's been some things that I've listened to, you know, that placed limitations on me in my past, you know, just because I listened to somebody tell me, you know, don't do this, don't do that. You know, but I've learned from that shit. And now I'm in a better headspace to where I can better, you know, distinguish the difference between someone placing a limitation on me and somebody giving me some of the best advice that I could use in order to get ahead, to move ahead, not really get ahead, but to move ahead. You feel me? You got to learn the difference between the two. Because somebody can tell you something that's not a limitation that can actually help you move forward versus someone actually placing a limitation on you and you take it as advice and it actually holds you back. So you gotta pretty much just use your brain, dog. Use your common sense. You know, it's not really hard. A lot of us, you know, make this shit hard, but it really shouldn't be. You know, sometimes common sense isn't too common for a lot of people. But, you know, that's for other people outside of you. Don't let that shit fall on you too. You feel me? Now that's all I got. Alright, y'all catch me on another segment, on another episode, you know. Tonio Talks, man. Peace and love, my good people. I'm out.